It had to be a tough call, but an informal survey finds 25% of local food pantries in southern Wisconsin plan to offer venison to their clients this fall, or are thinking about it very strongly. One pantry in northern Wisconsin which will offer venison is the Neighbor's Place in Wausau. Director Tom Rao says donations of venison will be packaged carefully and kept separately from other food. Clients will be asked specifically if they want venison, and if they do, Rao says they'll be required to sign a waiver.
You know, we struggled with this, but since we couldn't come up with a really good answer, we decided that everyone that comes here has got to decide for themselves.
On the other hand, 300 pantries around southern Wisconsin will not get venison from one of their major suppliers, Second Harvest Food Bank, based in Madison. Director Bob Molnitschke says he doesn't feel comfortable distributing food he wouldn't take home to his own family.
It's not like we have, you know, just eliminated a vast source of food. And I wouldn't, you know, feel comfortable spending a great deal of staff time trying to discriminate against, you know, from where each possible donation of venison might have originated.
Molnitschke says each individual pantry will decide for itself to accept venison from local hunters. Rao says he's worried chronic wasting disease will harm the relationship hunters and pantries have worked to build for years. Several studies so far suggest it's highly unlikely people can get sick from eating venison from deer infected with CWD. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.